Some say Merry Christmas, some say Happy Holidays. Either way, for many, the toughest thing to master this time of year is the merry and happy part. WUWF's Bob Barrett explains.
The holiday season is a time for joy and family and goodwill towards men. At least that's what they keep telling us. In reality, many people find this time of year stressful and depressing. But it doesn't have to be. Dr. David Josephs is clinical director at the Lakeview Center, a mental health facility and an affiliate of Baptist Healthcare in Pensacola. He says that when people are almost ordered to be merry, it can put them in a bad place.
The holiday season takes many of us out of our comfort zone, you know, whether it's being ordered to be merry or being in areas or with people that we're not usually with. So this getting out of our comfort zone can cause stress, can cause anxiety, which if it mounts up can make the season pretty unpleasant.
And a large part of being out of that comfort zone is dealing with people you don't see for the rest of the year. Many times, there's a good reason we don't see them.
Absolutely. Again, I mean, it's out of our comfort zone. There are some of us who deliberately haven't seen cousins and siblings or whoever for years. Now that we feel that we need to see family during the holiday seasons, particularly the Christmas and Thanksgiving season, puts additional pressure. Again, we can deal with this by anticipating it and inoculating ourselves a little bit with that and say, well, here's what I'm going to say to my cousin, rather than just going there and then the same fight that happened 20 years ago happens again. It doesn't have to happen that way.
Family finances can also take a hit this time of year. The era of the Christmas bonus is long gone for most of us, so finding the money to meet everyone's expectations can be difficult and stressful.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And again, it's budgeting and what's most important. So the finances and the reality is, although the economy is getting better, there's still a number of folks who are struggling. And we can't pretend that away. And I don't think those of us who have issues with that should pretend it away. Tell our kids, listen, we're going to tighten our belts this season. Next season might be better so that the family expects stuff. Maybe then it's not as big a deal. Now, I think what I would encourage parents and all of us to do is be careful who we're listening to. Like you say, who is ordering us? What is the most important thing for us for the season? Is it time with our kids? Is it time with our family? Or is it buying the newest and fanciest? And I think most of us, when we take a little bit of time and think about it, we can put things in perspective. And funnily enough, once we do that, the season actually becomes more manageable.
And there's something else that may be contributing to your holiday funk that perhaps you haven't thought of. Simply put, it's dark a lot this time of year.
It's an interesting thing. There is actually a diagnosis in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders that's called seasonal affective disorder. It's assumed that some of it comes from less sunlight, maybe the change in temperature. There are, in fact, some people who get more depressed during the winter months. It's not always during the winter months. Some of it, you know, for Florida in particular, we have a lot of gardeners. They can't garden at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock anymore because it's dark. That is a real stress reliever for many people. So I guess it's finding ways in the winter months to find other things that fulfill us.
So what can we do? There's no guaranteed one-size-fits-all solution to the holiday blues, but Dr. Joseph says there are things you can do to make the season a little less crazed.
The first most basic thing is recognize you're not alone. That is fairly normal, fairly natural this time of year for a number of us to feel more stressed. The other thing is assuming that some of this gets from being out of our comfort zone. What are some of the things that you can do to get yourself back in your comfort zone? For many people, many of us who are introverts, where we fill ourselves up by being alone, you can't be alone around 50 family members. Then take a walk so you can fill yourself up. For those folks who are extroverts and who like to get together in the evening, but your friends are now off somewhere else, how do you fill yourself up? How do you find other friends? So how can you get back in your comfort zone? Plan for the events with family. If there is a friend or family member that usually brings you down, plan what you're going to say, what you're going to do so it doesn't erupt. Those are just some basic things.
And finally, a few words about New Year's resolutions.
Don't aim too high. Folks have actually done great things with New Year's resolutions. if it's something that they can sustain through the year and if you've been reflecting on it. So the holiday season, although there are some potential downsides, there really are some really potential upsides in thinking and using the time. We get vacation. Many of us get time off. Take some of the time off for growth.
Dr. David Josephs is clinical director at the Lakeview Center, a mental health facility and an affiliate of Baptist Healthcare in Pensacola. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.